A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
We had a dream we'd be traveling together. Friendly and loving, and we keep moving on. Something always happens whenever we're together. We get a happy feeling when we're singing a song.
Hello, we're singing a song that we sing. Come on, get happy.
A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing.
We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy.
Oh, that was what he told you.
That was a great night.
Great night.
I forgot how much fun those humiliating family sing-alongs can be.
Can I say one thing about Mr. Incorrigible?
Only if you sing it.
He is hot. And he likes you.
I can't. It's just my luck. He's the father of one of my students. How many times can I tell you?
He has a PhD and a great ass. Let's not get dragged down by ethics.
Technically, he doesn't have his PhD yet. But yes, the ass thing, I know.
Let's not even mention the eyes. The crinkly smile.
No, that would be wrong.
So can I ask you a question?
No.
You never would have left Kevin, would you?
If he hadn't left me.
No, I don't think so. But you weren't really happy.
Well, I figured that was the life I picked, so I had to make the most of it. I'm not even sure I deserve a new life now. Sometimes I think that was supposed to be my one chance, and I blew it.
Where did we get these bad attitudes, you think?
The nuns?
Yeah, that works. Let's blame the nuns. Can I say one more thing?
You love me. I know.
I do.
I mean, I was really, really bad. She did not see my A game.
Sounds like she didn't see your B or C game either.
I'm going to call her again. You know, I want to ask her out. I need a mulligan. Dog threw me. I mean, the sun was in my eyes.
Just pick someone else and start over.
No, this girl, there's something really special about this girl. You know the expression, she took my breath away? I mean, she did. I actually gasped. I'm off the bench, man.
Think she'll see you again? I wouldn't.
You're not nice. Like, you're not a nice person.
Oh.
Hi, June.
Hi.
Hey, June.
Hi, June.
Hey, you, June.
Poor Cupcake Sarah. All the dads are staying for the party. What's up with that?
I have no idea.
Every Halloween is the same thing. But I guess it's great how involved they are in their kids' world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you and Eric come over tonight? I'll rent a hopelessly romantic movie. We can all hold hands together and cry.
Sounds fun, but we can't. It's our anniversary, and we always spend it just the two of us.
Oh, sweet.
7 years ago tonight, we met at my parents' house. They are trying to fix Eric up with my sister. Oops.
Sorry we're late. Austin drives so slow.
Listen, I hope my family wasn't too embarrassing last night.
Oh, no, not at all. They do seem a little bit involved in your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Austin's mom's from a large family. It's a whole lot of people that don't speak to me anymore.
Thimble full of juice?
Sure, but just one. To good teachers.
To good dads.
To good teachers who are also very beautiful.
To good dads who are dangerously cute and charming.
There you go. There's an attraction here, Sarah. You can't deny it.
I'm not. I'm trying to ignore it.
Why?
Well, for one, Austin is my student. Two, we're in the puppet closet.
Couldn't we go out sometime, out in the real world?
I'm not so good in the real world.
I was looking at the handbook, under dating, parents and teachers. Nothing. There's nothing there.
Sarah, we need the emergency pants. It's an emergency.
The emergency pants. Come on, sweetie.
My name is Ron, mid-40s, handsome, totally toned, 5'7", 161 pounds, give or take a piece of pizza. No, I'm not kidding. I'm totally toned. Call me. You won't be sorry.
Hi, Sarah. It's Lenny. I had a wonderful time, and I'm...
I'll call back.
Hi, Sarah. It's Jake Anderson, the idiot from the dog park. Actually, that was all a test to see how you were...
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。